more and more of you are asking me how they could get my personal feedback and the input and a good kick in the ass for me personally to get going. Well, I actually run a coaching group. It's called High End Career Mastery. If you want to join, send me an email. It's not free as so much other stuff, but actually you have to pay. But this is the first part of learning to actually invest into yourself. It was a huge change for me once I started to invest into myself. And last year I've spent about $20,000 on coaching and courses, and it changed my life. So here's the opportunity for you. If you really want to get this going, really implement this, get quick progress, really overcome your obstacles, then this is it. So come join us. It's a fantastic group. And we're having breakthrough after breakthrough. And if you feel like, oh man, I'd love to have a high-end career, but there's something in the way, I won't be good enough, they won't take me, or I can't prepare for this, blah, 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 blah. That's all just bullshit thinking, and we'll get you over this.
Consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey, so I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm.
The biggest change in your life, the biggest step you take, the most enlightening experience is the moment you start to understand that the problem is your thoughts and not what the thoughts imply. So whenever we have the feeling that that there is a reason why we can't get there, in 99% of times, it is the problem is that we have this thought that there is a reason why we can't get somewhere. There's a reason I never prepare well enough. Therefore, I won't make it. This sounds like, oh, I have a problem, which is I never prepare enough. But the real problem is that thought. It's that you think you never prepare well enough and therefore you don't start, therefore you don't do it. Get rid of the thought and start preparing and you will be good enough. But the thought keeps you from taking action. And we've just been working on this in the coaching group. And it's fascinating once we do that exercise. People come up with a whole list, a whole long page of all these reasons why they can't make it. Yeah, I'm not able to put myself enough in value and speak about my accomplishments. I don't have enough business knowledge. I am not structured enough. I have a lot of academic background, but nothing concrete enough in terms of work experience. And so on, and so on, and so on. The problem is not what these thoughts imply. The problem is these thoughts, because they keep you from preparing well, understanding this, showing your stuff in the best light, unapologetically telling your story. You see, the thought, I don't have enough business knowledge to enter into consulting, and I have a lot of academic background, but nothing concrete enough in terms of work experience, prohibits you from telling your story in an amazing way. You will be sitting there, and when you write your CV, your muscles tense up, and your shoulders actually get pulled together on the front, and you feel like, I just don't have the right stuff. And then you write these CVs that are crap, because you feel like, oh, let's hide the academics part and make it short, yeah. And instead of saying, well, what were the aspects where I was great and that I'm gonna sell? And when we have these thoughts, we cannot act outside of our identity. If these thoughts are part of our identity, we will get all sorts of mental anguish and distraction, and however we are run by our subconscious mind, to not do this. And once we get rid of these thoughts, all of a sudden the clouds part and the sun starts to shine, and we can tell a great story and start to sell ourselves and actually find the key highlights in the academics, tell a well-rounded story, present ourselves, be easygoing. And the funny part is, it's the same person as before. It's that same person, just without these thoughts. So the biggest breakthrough you will ever have in your life is the moment you start to understand that the problem is not what the thoughts imply. The problem is that you have these thoughts. And I have had my journey in this. I mean, God damn it, I have so many thoughts that don't make sense. And sometimes the thoughts are even contradictory, and then they doom you. I have one thought, which is, if I care about the details, then I will get just bogged down in details. And therefore, I must not care so much about the details. And then I have this other thought that says, only if I always have to do things totally perfect and intricate, otherwise it won't be good enough. Now, that, these two together, doom me to inactivity, because the one says you mustn't care about details, and the other one says, if the thing you're doing isn't this intricate, complex machine, then it won't be good enough. Okay, so that's a formula for disaster. Because that I have these grand ideas, but don't take care about the details. It's just going to be a major fuck up. And I can attest to this. I've wasted years of my life. And in these years of my life, I had no income because I was at the same time chasing two things. So the problem is the thoughts, not that I'm too dumb to earn money or to get anything to success, but it is these beliefs we have, these mechanics, how we're built. And breaking through these mechanics, breaking through these thoughts, then opens you up to massive performance. And then all of a sudden, success is easy. Yeah, success isn't hard. It's not hard. Success, that's another big one. If you think success is hard, no, it isn't. It will come to you easily. It is yes, we have to work a lot and do things, but in the end, the mechanic by which the success comes is fairly easy. It's fairly straightforward. But we make it hard. There's opportunities to become rich easily. We just make it hard. I'll give you an example from my own life. I had bought Bitcoins when they were valued at $10. And then I sold them at $20. So I could by now have enough money not to work anymore for the rest of my life. I didn't. And you know what? I just thought it can't be that easy. Success will come to us easy if we don't stand in the way, I'll do another example. Somebody from the coaching group, she struggled with applying to some program from a consultancy. And then we said, look, what the fuck? Well, apply now. Now she did. Simple as that. And it wasn't even that hard. And now we're all curious whether she's going to be accepted, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's easy. If this works out now, then it was just, here's my document. Maybe shape them up a little bit for this specific event, add a paragraph in the cover letter, and send it off. And it's easy. You know how I got my job at McKinsey? Drop your resume here. Here's my resume. Go to the interview. Get this job. It was easy. Of course, there's many things beforehand. I studied well and so on and so on and so on. But it was easy. But it would be super hard had I, at the time, been in a mental spot of, oh my God, I don't have a business knowledge. I'm not structured enough. I don't have the right academic background. I was a lawyer who has never done any internships. So it's easy. As long as we think success will be hard, that's a limiting belief. And get rid of that limiting belief. It will come to you. God will send it to you. So the problem is not what the thoughts imply. The problem is the thoughts and these rules we have and these beliefs. And we need to get rid of these beliefs that are standing in our way. So mostly beliefs that have been formed when we were 5 or 6 years old to explain the world to ourselves. At the time, we made a reasonable conclusion, such as, my opinion can always be brushed aside. That was one of mine. Well, I had older brothers, and of course older brothers brush aside everything their younger brother says, because they're kids and they want to be strong and dominant. And so I explained the world to myself, because that's what our brain does. It explains the world to you. It does this all the time, especially when you're a kid. It tries to make sense. So my brain made sense and said, oh, so obviously my opinion can always be brushed aside. And then it made up this whole solution to it. So therefore, my opinion has to be super special and thought out and so on before I say it. And then that stood in my way massively in my life, because I felt like I can't speak up. Then you get rid of this thought and you realize, oh, wait, that was just one interpretation I took at the time. And it was reasonable at the time for a kid of that age. But it was never reality. It was just my interpretation that I chose at the time. And the only place it has continued to exist is in my mind. It's not part of reality. And the only reason why it continues to exist is because I chose to continue to have it continue exist. And therefore, I can choose to cease existence of this thought. I can take any other interpretation of at the time, because I know that if I took another interpretation at the time, such as my brothers are dumbasses who want to occupy the airspace the whole time, and I'd rather talk to people who are interested in my opinion, such as my friends of the same age. And not everyone has to always be interested in my opinion, but that doesn't mean that I can't, that my opinion will always be brushed aside. So then I switch it off. Yeah. And the mother, and please be aware, if you think, oh, I have a hard time getting rid of my limiting beliefs, that is not true. That's a limiting belief in itself. You can switch off a limiting belief like that in a snap. Yeah, there was a day when you believed in Santa Claus, and then one day you figured out, oh wait, there is no Santa Claus. So were you able to go back and then still believe in Santa Claus, or did you the next day wake up and be like, oh, now I believe in Santa Claus, and then at lunchtime you're like, ah, now I do not believe in Santa Claus that much anymore. And then in the afternoon, it's sort of the feeling of believing in Santa Claus came back and then passed again. No, you can't unthink. Once the veil has been pulled aside, it's there. It's gone. You understood it. You took a different interpretation and the things change. If you want things to change, you got to change the way you look at them. And that opens you up to performance. And all of a sudden, wow, it's easy. So that's the biggest thing you will ever learn in your life, is that the problem is not what the thoughts imply. The problem is the thoughts. And for me personally, I have a lot of thoughts that are stupid and dumb and unhelpful. But when they come, I have learned to say, oh, wait. The problem is that I now need to get rid of that thought, not that I need to solve the problem. Yeah? And it's funny how it plays out sort of when my dear beloved wife annoys me. And I feel like, she's so annoying, she's so unfair to me. And if you're like, I gotta solve this, gotta change her. And once you learn that, you say, oh no, wait. There's this stupid anger emotion in me that is really discomfortable. How could I get rid of the thought? What better interpretation could I have so that I'm not angry anymore or not annoyed anymore? And then it's gone. You find a different interpretation. You figure out, oh wait. 20 minutes later, you're like, why did I feel so annoyed just before? That was a really uncomfortable feeling. Yeah? So it's really, the problem is the thoughts, not what the thoughts imply. And that opens you up to be great and amazing, which you already are. If you feel like you're not, what is that? That's a thought. Get rid of that thought. You're great and amazing. The fact that you're listening to this podcast already tells me that you're good enough to make it and you deserve to make it, and you should stop thinking anything else than you're great and amazing. That was a long podcast today, huh?
So, those of you who want to give back, please leave me a little message with your experiences. What did you take away? How did this help you? What was the impact it gave you? What was the success you achieved from learning something from my podcast? Please, please, please. This is giving back. I'm working for you every day. Now it's time for you to give back. The link is in the show notes.